Lame Duck Dynasty fans, we got a new podcast, The Jeff and Jess Show, with me, Jeff Roberts.
And me, Jessica. We'll be talking about our many passions, including faith, family, and everyday life.
So check out new episodes of The Jeff and Jess Show every Wednesday at PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, or subscribe at iTunes.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back here with the week's most interesting news stories for the week of Tuesday, March 21st, 2017, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. We are back here. I am on the road, live from my mom's basement, back where it all started, Tyson Apostle.
I can't hardly believe it.
Yep. Back where, not where this show started, but back at least where I started.
This is the house you were born in?
No. But the house I had my most formative developmental years, Danny Bryson.
I don't doubt it. And by the way, a lot of podcasts are being broadcast from, you know, the parents' basement. So.
Yeah, that is where like 95% of podcasts get started. So I guess it's only appropriate that that is what I would go on to do with my life. Who knew? Who knew? If there was such a thing as podcasts, I probably would have been doing things a lot differently down here.
Yeah, you would have.
I would have had a complete reorganization of my schedule, Tyson.
And well, and probably you'd have a bunch of matching sock pairs.
Yes, yes. So very excited to get into this News AF here while I am on the road. That while, even though I'm traveling, the news doesn't stop AFing, Danny.
Not for you. Not ever.
Not for any of us.
Yeah, it's going to keep AFing us until probably the day we die, you know?
Probably, which who knows?
And then our death will be news.
Yes, yes. As long as it's not everybody's death.
At the same time.
Yeah, then nobody will be left to cover it.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, that's true. I didn't even think of that. Yeah. God, do we have a system in place for if that happens?
Some sort of like, how will the apocalypse be covered? I don't know. The only way we can know is if there's some sort of like, galactic salt mine media is able to, you know, cover it from afar.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's why we want to be put into the space probe.
Okay. So why? So that if anything happens to us, it'll be newsworthy.
Yeah. And we'll be probing space for eternity.
Okay. Probing away. That's what we will do. That's our motto on News AF. To talk about everything that is probe worthy, Tyson.
Correct.
That's correct. How's your week going, Tyson?
Pretty good. I mean, it's early Monday morning for me, 9:15.
Why, are you in Australia?
No.
Okay, it's Tuesday for everybody else.
Oh, yeah. Well, see how early it is? It's Tuesday, Tuesday AF. I should have known. It's early Tuesday. It felt like a Monday because every day I have something to do feels like a Monday.
Yeah. Okay. So it didn't. Was there a 3-day weekend for you?
It was like an 8-day weekend.
Okay.
Because I got home from San Diego. Then I decided I don't need to go to the office for the next 2 days. Then it was the real weekend. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I actually went into the office for a little bit. So,
wow. Crazy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Danny, what day of the week does it feel like for you?
This feels like a Wednesday. I actually thought I heard the garbage truck coming to pick up garbage and I almost ran out into the street half dressed.
Why? Is that when the garbage truck comes?
Yeah, garbage day is Wednesday. And so it felt like a Wednesday. Just don't want to make that mistake because nothing's worse than having an overflowing garbage can.
Yeah. What was the reason why it felt like a Wednesday?
Because I don't know. Wednesday, middle of the week. It seems like I'd already done a lot of stuff on Monday, 2 days worth of stuff on one day. So it was feeling like a Wednesday.
Okay. So you guys are like opposite. Like Tyson, you feel like the week is just getting started. Danny, you feel like that the week is gone by more than it has.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, Tyson and I are opposites.
Yin and yang. That's why we get along so well.
Yeah, you balance each other out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about you? How's travels to NYC?
So far, so good on the traveling, I have to say. Very excited to be here in New York City for our live know-it-alls coming up on Wednesday night. Should be crazy, Tyson.
Oh, man. I wish we could be out there, me and Danny.
Yeah.
I so wish I could be out there with you, Rob, supporting you.
Well, it would be fun. It would be fun if we ever were able to, you know, when we go out and have one of these shows to do a News AF as well.
Yeah, when our podcast segment gets large enough.
Yeah, that would be exciting. I think it is large enough. I think it's not the size of the audience, Tyson. It's what you do with it.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, yeah.
Profound.
I like it. Yeah, the motion of the ocean,
yes,
so to speak.
I think even it could be a good way to even expose new listeners to News AF who may not be listening, but if they were like trapped in the city with us, they would have to come out and see it.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. We could expose ourselves to them.
Yes. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, let's get into some of the News AF stories that we're talking about this morning. And let's start off with a story involving Target stores. Do they have a lot of Targets in Utah, Tyson?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they're everywhere?
Yeah. The only place Utahns love to shop more than Target is Costco.
Oh, why is that?
Because Costco.
Okay, because they like to get stuff in bulk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tend to have lots of kids.
Yeah, and it's usually priced pretty well, I think, all that stuff. Okay. So Costco number one, Target a close number two.
Well, this is a story from Timothy Nolan, who sent us the story about how Target is planning on letting people drink alcohol while they shop. They applied for a liquor license to open a store in Chicago, set to be the first Target where people can consume alcohol on site as opposed to purchasing it in your shopping cart, Danny.
Seems like a great idea. You know, the same reason a casino serves alcohol, Target probably wants to follow that model.
Oh.
So when you're all liquored up and juiced up, you're a little bit more free with your wallet. All of a sudden, that bag of chips looks delicious. You need some extra box of tampons or whatever. So I think that it loosens up the wallet.
So is that what you think they're going for, Danny? That it's like a casino where they're going to just like bring you drinks while you're shopping?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah. As long as you're shopping, they'll bring you drinks. But the minute you leave, you're cut off.
Now, I'm interested to know, because both of you guys don't drink. So, Tyson, would you shop at a Target where other people were drinking?
I mean, if that was the rule and that was Target there, yeah, I probably would.
Is there a two-drink minimum at this Target?
No, I don't think there's... Oh, you're saying they're forcing me to drink just to be there?
Right. Like, it's like a comedy club where you have to purchase two drinks to get in?
You can get a Coca-Cola or something.
I guess so. Yeah.
So...
Yeah. Get all juiced up on caffeine.
Yeah. I would, I mean, I wouldn't go out of my way to go there to go shopping, but if I was needed to go to Target, you know what? I don't shop at Target. Rachel shops at Target.
So
I've been to Target here like since high school. I really haven't been to Target hardly at all. Okay. I used to go to Target, but my wife does.
If you were in high school and they had a Target where people could drink, I bet you and your friends would be hanging out there all the time, Tyson.
That would be perfect. We used to skip school and go to Target to play the video game demos.
Yeah. Now you'll be skipping school to go to Target to go try to get some drinks.
Hell yeah,
dude. How are they going to work around all the young kids that are there with their parents? You want to be giving alcohol to the parents, you know, get them all wasted. But then what about the kids?
Well, here's the thing. Now, once you come outside, you have to get an Uber home. So Uber is also going to be profiting from this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and they'll have those Doritos to make sure you know when you're drunk, right?
Yeah, so this is going to be tricky because I think a lot of people like load up their cars with all this stuff, and then you're going to have people potentially being under the influence, Danny. Like, it doesn't really make a lot of sense to Uber to a Target.
Yeah, and then plus, if you Uber, you've got to carry all those groceries to the Uber car, and it just seems more inconvenient. Mm-hmm. But I guess you don't care because you're drunk.
Yeah. And a lot of drunk drivers also don't care about drunk driving when they're drunk.
Yeah, well, and you can't guarantee that these people who are drinking in the Target are they going to be nice drunks? Are they going to be angry drunks? I mean, you're opening up a can of worms.
I just don't get it. I mean, why are we doing this? Why does anybody need liquor while they're shopping at Target? Like, if I'm going to Target, I'm running errands. I'm not out partying. I'm not going to, if I want to go out drinking, I'm not going to go to Target instead of going to someplace else.
You know why? Because they don't have that available to you yet, Rob.
Is this just like one of those
you need to be drinking.
Yeah, like serving wine to mom, sort of like fourth hour of the Today Show type thing where it's like, hey, come on to Target. It's fun to shop. Drink some wine.
Maybe they think moms at home are already drinking wine. And so why, stop the party to come to Target?
Well, can't moms just flask it? You know, like, I feel like if you wanted to drink in Target, you could already do so.
Yeah.
Or do a camelback with wine throughout the day.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of cool things to
do. It's a fine line, I think, between a serious drinking problem and then fun mom.
A very fine line. Yeah. Almost an invisible line that you can't see.
Yeah. I mean, I could definitely see my wife goes to all these mom groups. I feel like if you could drink at Target, I feel like that they might like that.
Yeah. So you're thinking that book club starts at Target as they go.
Oh, they don't read books, Tyson.
I know, but it's called book club.
Oh, that's what they call it?
I think so.
See, that must be what Rachel does. They must class it up. Nicole doesn't really even attempt to be in a mom group, but they call it book club.
Oh, really?
What do they call it?
Mom's night out.
How many mom's nights out do they get a week?
Well, not multiple a week, but it seems like at least it's like once or twice a month.
How many dad's nights out do you get?
Zero. Have not had one yet.
Wow.
Well, it might be time to get to Target. Have a day out.
Well, what? Should we do this like at the Home Depot, Tyson? Should they serve liquor at the Home Depot?
How often do you go to the Home Depot?
Really not that often.
Yeah, I don't think you want people operating heavy machinery, know.
It was kind of sexist of me to imply that dad's night out needs to be at the Home Depot, especially when I'm not even ever in a Home Depot.
When you said Home Depot, my mind was blown because
I'm much more likely to go to Target.
The bigger concern here is that if you're giving alcohol out for free, and I'm assuming it's for free or however you're distributing it, are you going to be drawing in a certain kind of crowd who live on the streets?
Well, hold on, Danny. I don't believe that. Yeah, I don't think that we're giving away free
in Target.
Liquor.
They're charging for
Is
the
it
alcohol.
Discounted? Or no. Is it discounted? Is it sports stadium prices?
No, I don't think it's sports stadium. I would imagine that the pricing would
be regular retail prices.
Well, I would think that the pricing would be consistently on point with the Target pricing. So I think you're probably getting like a glass of Chardonnay for less at Target than you are at your local bistro, Tyson.
Yes. I would agree with that.
But Rob, when you're shopping, don't you like to go and pick up your beer and then just drink the six pack while you shop? Couldn't you just do that?
That's the whole idea. I think you could.
Yeah, I think you could. Like, I've seen people like sort of grazing while they're shopping at the supermarket. I guess you could do that. But I sense that you would buy the liquor from like in the same way that they might have a McDonald's or like a Starbucks or a Pizza Hut in Target. You would go to the concession stand. You don't just go and like, here's a box of wine. Let me start opening it.
To go grab a walk right into Target, pick up a six pack, and just start drinking it. And then when you get to the cash register, just give her the crushed cans. So ring me up. I had six
and be like, somebody drank all my beer.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to know if you were a shopper and you got so drunk and they want to like kick you out of the store. Would you be able to complete your purchase, Tyson?
I think they'd make you complete your purchase somehow.
Yeah. So if you had a shopping cart full of stuff, they wouldn't just tell you get out. They'd say, okay, we're going to check you out right here.
No.
Maybe you have to bring a designated shopper.
They would just leave it. They wouldn't. They don't care. Target's a huge corporation.
They're not.
They don't need
gonna
one
miss your
measly
business.
Sale. Yeah, they're not going to miss your business.
Yeah. Wow. It's interesting. So you think that this is going to be a surge in food sales at Target, Danny?
The snacks that go with beer, maybe. That could happen. I think that mostly there are going to be a lot of accidents. People falling over, smashing their heads into displays.
Lawsuits, possibly.
Tripping on children.
Danny,
lawsuits.
Could Target emerge as a primo first date stop? Like, let's go have drinks at Target.
Yeah, well, why not? It's a better atmosphere probably than a lot of bars.
It's a safe clean. Place. You're not worried that you're going to get roofied at a Target, I wouldn't think. You can sort of like walk around and look at stuff. I think that that's a good thing for a date. And then worst comes to worst, you could just run, pick up some toiletries.
It's a good 2-for-1 when out on a date.
Yeah, but with all those predators hiding in all the unisex bathrooms just waiting.
Yeah,
that's where it's gonna get a little tricky.
Okay, all right. So we'll keep you guys posted if there's any other developments in the infusion of alcohol sales into Target stores. Here's a story that's on the other side of the spectrum in terms of alcohol. A substitute teacher in South Carolina was discovered to be drunk at school when she vomited on the floor during the class. Danny, is this a big problem, substitute teachers being drunk?
Who can blame that substitute teacher? If I had to teach a bunch of rowdy high schoolers, I would also probably take up drinking.
Yeah. Dan or Tyson, this is why substitute teachers, this is total amateur hour. If this was a professional teacher, no way they'd be throwing up in the classroom. They would have been able to handle their liquor
by that point. Yeah, their tolerance would have been way higher.
Substitute teacher is just doing this a couple days a week, has no idea how to be drunk in a classroom.
Yeah, she's trying, but it's just like you have to build up to that.
Yeah, and, cut her a break. She's a substitute teacher. She's learning the ropes.
She's also drinking boxed wine.
Yes, well, so the administrators called the police when they realized that she was under the influence, and then the police searched her purse and found a box of wine. Tyson, how big is this purse? Was it a suitcase?
Well, if you haven't seen women's purses over the last, I don't know, 30 years, most women's purses could hold about 4 boxes of wine.
Now, Danny, do we know if it was inside the cardboard box or is it sort of in like the metallic bladder that holds the wine?
I thought you were Michael Jacksoning it, where you were filling juice boxes.
Yeah, no Jesus juice, as Michael Jackson Jesus used juice. To serve. Yeah.
She could have had one of those wheelie suitcase things that she was using to transport all of her goods. So when they call it a purse, it could have been talking just about one of those wheeled suitcases with 2 or 3 boxes of wine.
Like, I think it might be awesome. Quite portable if you just took it outside of the box and like just had like the, you know, it'd be sloshing around a little bit, but I guess so was she.
Yeah, but you could put she was sloshing around a lot. You could put it under your shirt like you had a colostomy bag, and then nobody would even question you.
Or organic juice and fill it with wine. So, like, isn't that a classic thing to put it in a different kind of container?
Right.
You know, you're supposed to if you want to drink in public.
So, what do you think? Was this red or white? I feel like it's probably easier to conceal white, right? It could have been a Zin.
Most people drink red, don't they?
Yeah, I don't know if most people, we have to let one of our wine correspondents, let us know.
Yeah. Our Napa Valley wine correspondent.
Yeah. So that I think red wine would be trickier to hide. I think like white wine, you could sort of like put it in a, a juice thing, or you could like almost like, even if you had like one of those things like that, what do you call that, Danny? Sort of like a bigger, like water canteen. You could probably get away with white wine and just say like, oh no, I got like some electrolytes in there.
Just use any of those kind of bottles that people use.
Yeah, Gatorade.
She didn't really conceal it well, whatever she did.
Yeah. Oh, this is my kombucha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could work. Any of those could work.
Yeah. Tyson, I had Vetus at my house recently. He says he makes his own kombucha.
God, that is so Santa Monica.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. He buys it from a specialty store because it was like in like a generic bottle. He makes his own almond milk, though.
Oh, so does Rachel.
Yeah.
I look for a handful of almonds, and then she's like, no, we use 18 pounds of almonds to make
this. What the hell are you guys talking about?
Making
health food, Danny.
Making health food. Making your own health food.
Yeah.
There's a fine line between health food and what sounds like witchcraft.
Yeah, it's true. No, Rachel has this. She has a mechanism specifically for making nut milk. And it's not her hands.
She doesn't do it by hand?
Yeah. Nope.
Is there a machine involved, Tyson? Yeah.
There is a machine involved, yeah.
Wow. I don't know what Vetus uses.
There's only a few things. Yeah. We'll have to ask him.
Okay. But yeah, so be on the lookout for substitute teachers. Danny, should we have substitute teachers? Should they need to take some sort of sobriety test or juggle before they get to school?
I'm sure a lot of substitute teachers are capable of juggling.
Yeah.
We don't pay substitute teachers enough to have them run through all this rigmarole.
Yeah. Substitute teacher is a tough gig, Tyson. You know, you show up and then the kids, like, they don't respect you.
But that's not the whole point. The point is you just have to be there. Like, you don't even have a lesson planned. You just show up and, like, pop in a video and then just sit back and play on your phone while these kids ruin their lives unbeknownst to them currently.
Yeah, and the teachers probably aren't that nice to you. It's like you don't know anybody. And you're sort of like caught between these two worlds where the teachers don't love you and the kids don't respect you, Tyson.
Seems like a job ripe for replacement with the robot.
Hmm.
I would be a substitute teacher if I didn't have to have a degree to be a substitute. Isn't it funny? I sit around and make more money than a substitute teacher who wasted a bunch of time in school.
I think it would be fun to be a substitute teacher because the fun part of it is that there's no commitment. It's like, all right, let's see how this
like
goes.
Like being an uncle.
Yeah. If worse comes to worse, yeah, the kids go home at the end of the day, right? I'll be back. Yeah. Your regular teacher will be back tomorrow.
Yeah, we're just having fun today. I'm the cool guy.
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Cool Guy.
Yeah, I'm just Mr. Cool Guy. Tyson would be a great substitute teacher, Danny.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Danny, do you agree?
Yeah.
I think Tyson would be great. What would he teach, though? Does it matter?
Doesn't matter.
The regular teacher would be like really upset if they heard Tyson was the substitute teacher. Like, oh, my God. Like, these kids are never going to think I'm cool again after Tyson was the substitute for a day.
Yeah, because I'm baller status for sure.
Yeah. So, Rob, yes.
I feel like you're still, like, for some reason, attaching me with cool Mr. Cool Token Jeans Tyson.
So now you're not that anymore because you got rid of the drop crotch.
I'm almost.
But I'm just saying, exactly. In comparison to me, though, still much more the cool substitute teacher.
I think you sell yourself short, Rob.
In fact, you look even a lot like Mr. Belding's brother who came in and was the cool substitute teacher at Bayside High School.
Really?
Yeah, Rod Belding.
Ah, Rod Belding. Mr. Cool.
And he was going to take all the kids whitewater rafting, but then he ditched them because he met a stewardess. Okay.
Yeah. So you think that I'm the Rob Belding.
Rod. R-O-D.
I'm the Rod Belding of 2017.
Yeah, probably.
What an honor.
Yeah, but I don't think you would blow the kids off to go off with a stewardess. That's not your M.O. You're not really into the carousing.
Yeah, no, not especially.
Yeah. So minus the hard partying lifestyle and the women, you're like a real Rod Belding.
Yeah. So at the core, we're the same.
Yeah.
But our lifestyles are different.
Yeah. The nature is the same. The nurture is different.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about a sports story, Danny, and a soccer player for Ghana earned the title of Man of the Match, which I didn't even know that that was an award. And in his speech, he thanked, he said, firstly, I appreciate my fans and my wife and my girlfriend, Danny. Speaking of carousing. So have you seen this story before we talked about it here today?
I think that he has gone on to, you know, doubly earn the man award when he, you know, with
yes,
his wife
the
and
man,
girlfriend.
The man of the match. Sure.
Man of the match.
So
he's definitely the man.
Yeah, I had seen this a lot of places shared about how this guy really put his foot in his mouth, outing his wife and his girlfriend. Tyson, is it possible that he sort of slipped up and called his wife his girlfriend?
Yeah, he could have. That's definitely a possibility because even after Rachel and I got married, once in a while I'd still refer to her as my girlfriend on accident. So this guy could have, but it's weird that he mentioned both a wife and a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to thank my wife and my girlfriend. He didn't say and he said, yeah, if he would have said, I want to thank my girlfriend and my wife, that would have been easier, I think, than he said wife first and then went to girlfriend, Danny.
So at least he gave the wife credit before the girlfriend. That's what you're saying?
Yes, yes. Who do you think was more supportive of him, Tyson, in becoming the man of the match, the wife or the girlfriend?
Well, the man of the match is quite an honor.
Yes.
And I feel like probably the wife. The wife probably put up with a lot more than the girlfriend.
Yeah,
the girlfriend.
The rise to becoming man of the match. Probably maybe it even was with him from when he was just the boy of the match.
Yeah.
Took him through. Right.
Or even like second man of the match or third man of the match until he worked his way all the way up to man of the match.
Whereas the girlfriend waited until he became the man before jumping on the bandwagon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
She was with the previous man of the match until he became the man of the match and then she switched sides.
Yeah. I could see the girlfriend being more supportive, Danny.
I can't. I mean, the wife has to put up with the guy's crap. I don't know how long they've been together, but seriously, she's put up with. He's probably got an ego, man of the match. I guarantee you, he's got an ego. He's probably got. A
yeah, the wife has probably seen him at his worst. Well, the girlfriend only gets probably like the best side of him.
Yeah,
and he only gets the best side of purse. So she's at every soccer match. The wife is like, I'm sick of going to soccer matches because Man of the Match really isn't that prestigious.
She's seen it all before. The girlfriend's still supportive and excited about it. It's all new to her. So they both serve different roles. But, you know, if he ever became like the what would be the opposite of the Man of the Match?
The opposite of the Man of the Match would be
the loser of the match. She might ditch him for greener pastures, go off with the new Man of the Match.
Yeah.
The wife's still there.
That could happen. That could definitely happen.
Okay.
So that's the thing. Yeah, the girlfriend thing. And maybe the Man of the Match, maybe that's customary. Every Man of the Match has to thank the girlfriend who just gets passed around to all the new men.
It's just, she's just the girl of the Man of the Match. That's she always dates the guy who's the Man of the Match.
Yeah.
That's some trophy. This is literally a trophy wife.
Girlfriend.
A trophy girlfriend.
Yes. Yes. Trophy girlfriend. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely a curious blunder.
Yeah.
But I feel like probably the amount of attention he got after this was worth way more than the Man of the Match award.
Yeah. Not for anything. He was the Man of the Match in a 2-2 draw, Danny. Does that change anything for you?
No, actually, I've always thought soccer or football, as they call it everywhere else, was kind of dumb because of the draw factor. So it doesn't change anything for me. I still don't like soccer. Or I care about the Man of the Match.
Does this make it any less heroic, Tyson, that it was a tie? I mean, he was the MVP of this tie. We would have definitely lost and not tied if it wasn't for this guy.
No, I don't think it takes anything away from him because maybe he had the best plays of the game, which is what...
Maybe it was like 2-0, like right towards the end, and then he scored like two goals in like the last minute.
Yeah, or maybe he just had scored both goals for his team, or he had something to do with both goals, or he stopped a bunch of other goals from going in on the opposing side. I feel like, you know, the Man of the Match, they're not just going to hand that award out willy-nilly to anybody at any given time. That's an award they definitely
maybe
sit down with a bunch of judges, deliberate
maybe Man
for
of
hours.
The Match has nothing to do with soccer. Maybe it's they're giving him the Man of the Match because he can both satisfy a girlfriend and a wife. That's actually more
that's
balancing
possible.
A game
while balancing
that's,
the training of
tricky.
A soccer
yeah,
player.
That's
exactly.
And some people are even calling his speech the greatest Man of the Match speech of all time. Is it like being the best man, Tyson? You have to give a speech when you're Man of the Match?
It's more like an award show where you go up and you talk until they play you off.
Oh, and then they run out of time. Okay. Yeah. Well, luckily he had some good material with this. My fans and my wife and my girlfriend.
He pulled out the napkin that he had jotted notes down from and said, thank you to my wife and also thank you to my girlfriend.
He's like, oh my God, I can't believe this. That I didn't think this was going to happen. I never thought that I would actually win Man of the Match. I didn't have anything prepared. I want to thank my wife. I want to thank my girlfriend, my agents at CAA. Thank you for believing me. Everybody in Ghana, I'm with you. Okay. Let's talk about something else that's going on. Wendy sends us a story about a new gadget called Hush Me. Danny, have you looked at this? The Hush Me app? The Hush Me device? Maybe Danny got hushed.
He just got hushed, man.
So what this does, Tyson, have you seen this helmet?
Yes. I saw pictures of it, yeah.
Yeah, so let me just describe it. So it is a gadget that allows people to talk without other people hearing them. And so you could be able to have a phone conversation. And nobody would know what you're saying except for the person that you were talking to. But the way that it looks, it's like the mask that Bane wears in The Dark Knight Rises, Tyson.
And if you haven't seen that movie, it's like a pair of big ski goggles over your mouth instead of your eyes.
It looks like this. It's got like this thing over, and it's all so like to cover your mouth. Well, what conversations are people having? Is this for the Man of the Match to call his girlfriend while he's at home with his wife?
Yeah, here's what I think's happening, dude. This is what's gonna happen. All of a sudden, we're gonna get a bunch of Banes emerging, and they're gonna lead the forest clowns.
Oh no!
Taking over into taking over major cities.
Danny, do you have any interest in a Bane mask that will help you conceal your conversations?
I guarantee you it'll scare my children enough, not so they won't talk to me while I'm on the phone with people, because that would be a useful instrument. Something that scares my children.
We could have that thing for the podcast, depending on how good the audio is.
Mm, yeah, I think it would actually probably be good, Tyson. You wouldn't have to hold the microphone.
Yeah, but you can already get something like that. You can get a head-mounted microphone.
Wait, what? There's things that hold microphones so you don't have to hold them the whole time?
Yeah, Britney
Spears. It would look like it would be like a different microphone. Yeah.
No.
A headset. Yeah.
There you go, Tyson.
So you're saying I didn't have to hold this microphone this entire...
I don't think that there's a headset that holds that microphone, but I think you can get a headset that holds a microphone.
And I can still sit back casually like I'm doing now.
Yes.
Casually,
is that what you would... Would you prefer that? Would you like that?
No.
Okay.
I'm fine with this, Rob.
Okay.
You know me. I'm easy peasy. But,
well, you know, I get you whatever you wanted.
Yeah.
As close to your face as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes accidentally touch it a little bit.
Yes. Yes.
Smear.
It seems like there's a market for this, Danny, but I cannot ever imagine, unless the only time I would wear this is like sometimes you see like in baseball games, like the catcher goes out to the mound and talks to the pitcher, and the pitcher has to like cover his mouth with a glove so nobody can read what he's saying.
I was thinking football coaches. You know how they always cover their mouth with their playbook or whatever it is? Yeah, you might be able to find a customer in them.
Here's what I was thinking. What about like when you're in bed and have to take a phone call like late at night or early in the morning?
But I think it's still going to make noise. I don't know if it's actually soundproof. I think it like projects out other noise.
But it's like jungle sounds. Of course, Rachel's going to fall deep, deep asleep to the sounds of jungle or something.
Yeah. Why? How often are you taking phone calls in bed, Tyson?
Well, we spend about 90% of our time
in bed
sleeping.
Yeah.
So you're like John Lennon and
not that
Yoko.
Often, but yeah.
Yeah.
Not that often, but like when my dad calls at 9:00, and I am like, oh, I better pretend like I'm awake so my dad doesn't think I'm a waste of space.
Well,
so I'm like, oh, dad, yeah, I just got done doing like 4 hours of calisthenics and I made my shake with wheat germ and now I'm going to shower and then do my cardio.
But are you going to sleep with this thing on?
You're going to have to.
Now, could they double it for a sleep apnea mask? Like if I had sleep apnea and then also this could change my voice to help hide my phone conversations. I feel like now you have something.
It makes you look like Hannibal Lecter.
Super amazing.
Silence of the Lambs. Yeah. I mean, like you got to cover up your face because you're a maniac and you might start gnawing on people. This might be good for people who take bath salts.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't put bath salts in their mouth or because now they can't chomp on somebody's face once they're high on bath salts.
That one.
Yeah.
So you got to get the mask on them once they're already high on bath salts.
Yeah.
Or they take bath salts quick and then put the mask on.
Yeah, that's the perfect order.
Yeah, if you guys are listening to the podcast and not watching the video, not that we've done a great job of visually showing you what it is, but Google Hush Me and just take a look at what this thing looks like. It's so obtrusive that even in the commercial I watched for it, they did like a video. The guy never puts it over his mouth in the commercial. Like he's like wearing it around his neck and like they can't even show you in the commercial of anybody actually using this and looking comfortable.
Yeah, no, it's not for comfort. I still don't know what it's for, but that's the thing. People remember when Bluetooth headsets came out and people were wearing those and we all mocked them?
Yeah, but at least that they had a function of like, okay, I could do stuff hands-free. I could drive my car. This is, I don't know necessarily what sort of cloak and dagger things people are doing where they're worried about getting their lips red.
No, how about this? Let's say you work for Coca-Cola and you get a call from a factory. We ran out of syrup. What's the recipe? You got to have this on hand.
Oh,
yeah. I mean,
one tablespoon cocaine.
No, they changed it. They changed it. It's the old recipe.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah. I think
you mean I've been making homemade Coca-Cola
wrong
all these years.
Wrong. Yes. Yes.
So
you have
wrong.
To get the recipe from Vitas. He makes the homemade Coca-Cola.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
So I think that the only practical application is for people like in mass transit, then if you were like on the train next to somebody who was talking the whole time, then, you know, but still, you look like a lunatic.
Yeah. Do you want to be on the subway with a Bane mask on? I feel like you can get punched.
No, nobody's going to talk to you.
Yeah, that is true. Nobody's going to talk to you, but also the homeless guy is going to throw poop on you.
Well,
yeah.
Put this.
That is annoying.
Your S&M gear, and I think it blends in perfectly.
That's true. Yeah. So just wear a full leather suit with assless chaps.
Yeah, Danny. Yeah, could they make this in some sort of like ball gag variety?
That's probably where they got the idea.
Yeah. So I can't understand what he's saying. What's the GIMP saying? Nobody knows.
Like you could do that, and then you could do like. You could do a bunch of different masks, like bird beak mask, elephant trunk.
Yeah, and, for the kids.
There's a lot of cool ways you could go. Yeah.
Okay. Another story we're following this week. A fragrance company in New York has a new perfume that is supposed to smell like kitten fur. Danny, any interest in having your lovely wife smell like kitten fur?
What does kitten fur smell like? Kitty litter? And
I have no idea.
I mean, what is the smell of a kitten? That seems a bit psychotic.
No, I feel like kitten fur is like a more pleasant smell, supposedly, but I can't imagine what it is.
Yeah.
If it's wet fur, no, I'm out.
Out. So what they're calling it is the olfactory essence of the warmth and comfort of that perfect spot just behind a kitten's neck.
Oh,
where the mom licks and salivates all over the neck as she lifts the baby up. I feel like I'd have to smell this. I still don't understand, even with the description.
Right.
This is a poor product, because even with the description, I'm like, I have no clue what that smells like.
Yeah, is there a woman out there who's saying, boy, I wish I smelled more like a cat lady? Is that something that is
cat ladies?
Yeah.
Cat ladies say that.
They want to do that. I get it.
Yeah.
People love cats, but I've never heard anybody say like, oh, I love the smell of a cat.
Cat ladies do. But here's the thing. A lot of cat ladies don't even really realize they're cat ladies. So they'd be like, ooh, smell like a cat lady. That sounds cool. And they buy that.
And now, in fairness,
cat lady for 20 years.
We have a great relationship with the feline loving women of North America, that we have been a longstanding ally of all of
the
feline enthusiasts. We stand with them and we recognize them, of course.
Correct.
Now, I just thought that if anything, but yeah, and if anything, that if there is some sort of a smell of being a feline loving American or North American, then these people are posers that are just trying to get that without loving a cat, Danny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the shortcut.
Yeah, and we can see through that, and we're not going to give you the respect that we give a real, true cat lady.
Right, right. So it's just a weird idea for a perfume, but they I think they're just going for it to like call it a P-U-R-R-R-R-R fume.
Yeah,
they're going for the pun.
I
really think that they just kind of were like, "What's a good description of everybody loves kittens? Let's do something based on that." But still, the description, like, I bet we could get a true cat lady on the show and she could not describe that smell to us at all. It's like trying to describe the flavor of salt. You know how people are like,
yeah,
you know, that it's one of those things where it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. Also, the another woman says that it's a mix of newborn baby, a freshly baked loaf of bread, and the scent of home.
It's not all those things.
That's a better description, though.
Yeah, that is. But they're just combining all the things that people love the smell of. Freshly baked. Why not just make a perfume?
That's how you sell perfumes.
We've talked about freshly baked bread as a perfume. That was our idea a couple months ago.
Danny, I don't know if you know how humans work, but what you do if you want to sell or be elected into office, you put your best foot forward. And then after that, it doesn't matter once you have their money or once you have their vote or whatever. It's like, whatever.
So that's what they're doing with the perfume, Tyson?
I feel like, is that a description of the perfume as well? The fresh baked bread and stuff like that, or what was?
I think that was a review. That was a review of what it smelled like. Somebody was saying
a review of the creator of the perfume.
Mm-hmm.
Got on Amazon and was like, "Here we go."
This is you think that was one of these fake reviews? I don't know. Yeah. If anybody can give this a shot, let us know and tell us if they have tried out this actual perfume. If it actually does smell like a cat.
You know what we should do?
What's that?
We should get somebody, an intern, obviously, because we don't have money to pay anybody, to contact all of these news stories we cover that are of actual products and try and get us samples of everything.
Oh, okay.
And then we can talk about the samples once they arrive in the mail.
Yeah, that would be interesting. So we need like some sort of like News AF like publicist?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That would be good. That would be good. I think so. We should take applications for that.
Yeah, we should take the applications. Where would they send them?
On Twitter. I think that basically the first person that says they want that job will just say that they can have it.
Okay.
You know, unless two people say they both want it, and then it'll be tryouts. Whoever can get us the most samples.
Okay, cool. But it's only samples of products that
we talk about on the show. Right? Like, right. So we send like an eye condom to Danny.
Oh, thank you.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We send the Hush Me over to Tyson. You know, in case we can't get multiple versions, and then you can talk about their experiences.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
This, well, I'll show you my experience. You're going to take the perfume.
Yeah, I'm gonna try the kitten perfume and see what my wife says.
Okay.
Okay.
That will be cool.
All right. I'll order a pizza with my shoe.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I think. Oh, this is going to be so great for us.
And this is a big update that came in that was announced this week. We've been talking about how they lost the thimble. But it wasn't just the thimble. It was a real red wedding of Monopoly pieces, Danny. We lost the thimble, the boot, and the wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm. All iconic 1920s symbols.
Yeah. And this is what they replaced it with. A rubber ducky, a penguin, and a T-Rex. Tyson, do we need two bird items, a duck and a penguin?
Well, and if you haven't seen Jurassic Park, a lot of people believe that the dinosaurs were actually more closely related to birds than they are to
Wow. So this is, a very aviary. Is that right, Tyson? Am I using the right nature terms?
Avian.
Avian.
Aviary is where you would go.
The seabirds.
Seabirds. And avian is the adjective.
Yeah. I got to say, Danny, I'm in on the T-Rex. But
I'm in on the T-Rex 100% too.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, but rubber ducky and a penguin?
Yeah, penguins are hot. I'm not fully out on either of those. Penguins are hot, but like a sloth could also have worked in that.
A sloth?
I think.
What do you want? Why?
Yeah, sloths are hot too, bro.
Sloths are gross.
But sloths are like the number one animal that people love right now.
Why?
Where are you getting this information?
Look up.
Sloths?
My son didn't even know what a sloth was. We were watching animal videos.
Google pictures of baby sloths and regular sloths.
No. Sloth peaked in 1986 with the arrival of the Goonies movie. And since then, has been on a steady decline.
Really? I feel like if you're on Twitter, you're seeing the love for sloths.
Sloth love?
No.
Sloth love, bro. Planet Earth's opening scene of season 2 is sloth. Yeah. You're getting a text right now, Rob, that says sloths are in. Where have you been?
It is not a text about sloths. It's a text from Stephen Fishback about he does not want to eat pizza for dinner tomorrow.
Tyson, I have looked up on Google Trends sloth, and it looks like sloths peaked sometime in August of 2013.
Okay. Not that long ago.
Okay.
But still. Yes.
What about penguins? When did penguins peak?
Let me look it up.
1992.
With the hockey team?
No, with Billy Madison.
Mario.
Here we go.
You know how
penguins?
Danny can't even spell them. How could they be peaking?
Yeah. How do you spell them? How are they spelled?
If he can't spell them, If he can't spell it, other people can't spell it, which means you're going to have to put in all the incorrect variations and of the spelling of penguin to see when those were also trending.
Danny, while you're there, also check out on Twitter that at Fat Tyson Apostle shared a picture of Rod Belding standing with Mr. Belding. And tell me if that is not exactly Tyson.
I'm going to check too. Can I check too?
You can check. Add Fat Dude, Tyson
I had a
Apostle.
Dream last night that a bunch more fake Tysons on Twitter showed up.
And what were they
it wasn't
doing?
A nightmare. I don't know. I just was like, whoa, there's a few new ones. Oh, look at Tyson, you're right. Sloth Love from Brianna Suter.
Okay. All right. Maybe it's a thing. Maybe I missed it.
Hold on. I've compared the two on Google Trends for whatever that's worth. And penguin search, way more hardcore than sloth.
Oh, penguins are hot.
And the penguins are hot. They are burning up the web, Tyson. Your sloth love, not so much.
That's because, man. Well, okay, fine. But even though you're giving me those numbers, there's still part of me that doubts, that still thinks that the sloth is, how come I can't see this picture of Rod Belding?
Are you looking at Fat Tyson Apostle?
Did he not mention me in the...
No, he did.
Oh, well, I'm not seeing it for
Are you looking for 23 minutes ago?
Maybe not. I'll find it here. So anyways, okay, fine. Penguins are hot. So now we got to do something with the rubber ducky.
No, I think the rubber ducky is fine.
So you think all three of them is fine?
Yeah, I don't mind them. I think
Danny is such a Monopoly apologist.
Yeah. So you're saying we got the presidential election wrong,
but we got Monopoly completely. Right.
When did Danny say that?
I just assume that he's a logical and reasonable person.
Oh, okay.
Well, you shouldn't assume anything because the last thing I am is logical or reasonable.
Yeah. Oh, dude, Rod Belding is cool.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so he's got a receding hairline a little bit more.
A little bit. But this is the brothers Belding here. That's Rod Belding on that should be on your right, I think.
Yeah.
So there you go.
On my left.
Yeah, whatever.
When I watch it.
Whatever. Danny, what do you think of this?
Hold on. What am I looking at? Oh.
Rod Belding. Belding. Yeah.
Yeah, he looks cool. I wouldn't mind him being my substitute teacher.
Yeah. So he filled in. There you go. Everybody liked him a lot more than the guy. I think it was the Micro Machine Man that he was replacing.
Really?
Yeah, that guy that talked really fast.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be careful, though, trying to be way cool for the kids. I just read a story this morning about a high school football coach who got fired by putting his junk in between a hot dog bun. And showing it to his students
as a gag.
So you got to be careful.
To impress, was it to impress them?
I think it was a funny joke. Yeah, he was trying to be a funny joke, trying to be the cool coach, you know, like Tyson would try to be the cool substitute teacher. And he went too far by putting his junk in between a hot dog bun.
Well, let me just erase that off my list of things to do to impress high school students.
Yeah. Although that
is a 40-year-old man. Yeah, the title of this is as a almost 40-year-old man, what are some of the cool things I can do to impress high school students in front of them at their own school? Let me erase that number one.
Yeah,
put wiener in hot dog bun.
Right. And there is a non-zero chance that that is going to be happening in Targets around the country once they start serving alcohol and people are wandering the store also.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also with all the predators hiding in the bathrooms.
Right, right. Eventually, they're going to get out and walk down to the produce. Sure. All right, Danny, do you have anything in the bolt hole?
I've got one big story in my bolt hole.
Big story.
How did you fit it in there?
It's actually not that big, but I know you guys will appreciate this. Because really, it's all relative to how big my bolt hole is. And so this one is kind of, it's a medium-sized
medium-sized story in the Baltimore.
Yeah, so anyway, I know that a lot of us being older, you know, we don't have a lot of friends. But there's a company...
Wrong.
Speak for yourself, Danny.
Okay, all right, fine. Whatever, guys. Live in denial. So there's a company in Japan that's offering fake friends for photo shoots. So if you need you need to kind of bolster your friendship on social media, you hire these people. You can hire fake girlfriends, you can hire fake office buddies, and you bring them in and you get all those pictures that are necessary to make it look like you have friends.
Yeah, that's great. So, I love it.
I think that's a great service.
Can I pick what kind of friends I have? Pictures?
What's that, Tyson?
Where are they displaying these pictures, and what, like, what's the whole premise? Like, because I feel like you'd get called out pretty easily.
Maybe, but hey, it's worth a shot, right? Look, the whole point is you've broken up with your girlfriend, and you want to make it look like you've moved on. You can hire a girl, go out, have a picnic, play guitar with her, maybe go up in that airplane flight service, do all these things that we've talked about on the podcast with her, and you hire her for the day, get all the pictures, post them, bam, you've got a jealous ex.
Right.
How do I get in the workforce on this? Because I feel like people would be willing to hire me, and then I could be like,
yeah, you just have to get a job with
cool
the company.
Broad belding.
Yeah, you just have to get a job with this company that hires out the people. I think or start your own company, Tyson.
It's a good idea.
Hire Tyson. Tyson by the hour.
HireTyson.com. I don't currently own that. Nobody purchased that domain before.
Now, can I pick out who I get for what photos, Danny? Because I might have like, all right, so there's the scenario you talked about. Okay, I want to make my ex-girlfriend jealous, so I'm going to take pictures with a bunch of attractive women. But what if I want to, like, take pictures like with a bunch of hot guys, sort of get like the cheerleader effect going on, where if I stand with like 9 hot guys, people are going to be like looking at the picture like, hey, look at that bunch of hot guys. And I'm like lumped.
And there's 10 hot guys there.
I'm like lumped in with them. And then sort of like the rising tide ends up just like I am now part of that group.
No, remember, we've talked about this.
That's how it works.
The science has shown that you want to hire 10 ugly bros who are all less
good looking than you are. And be the hot one?
So you're
yeah, but then somebody can look like, oh, look, that. Well, that's a bunch of ugly guys over there.
But look at that one guy who's smoking hot.
He's been working out.
I guess by comparison, sure.
Yeah, that's what you want to do.
He's been working out, we can tell, Rob.
By the way, this service isn't cheap, Tyson, so you seriously might consider this because each staff member or the people that you book, you have to book them for a minimum of 2 hours, and they cost $700.
2 hours?
Yeah.
What am I making a movie with them?
How much of that do they get to keep?
Well, you get to keep 100%.
I do, because I'm starting my own company.
And you can only be there for 1 hour.
Yeah. I mean, you can set it however you want. 2 hours does seem a bit long. It's like if I had to hang out with a stranger for two hours, that would be hell on earth.
If I had to hang out with any human being for 2 hours, it would be too much.
Really?
I mean, I guess.
Wow, Rob. I feel like I've had times where I've spent more than 2 hours with you, and I didn't know that's how you felt.
Well, I could do more than 2 hours with Tyson, but not if he's playing the slot machine, Danny.
Yeah, Rob, I'm sorry.
That goes on and on and on.
Let's, Rob, come out to Reno this time, and let's go play. Let's go play blackjack.
Yeah, let's
and
do it.
Craps.
Let's do it.
Come on. Okay, I've already got my ticket.
Well,
booked.
Here's a testimonial, guys. It says, I requested 10 Family Romance staff members to pose with my friends, and we held a birthday party for me at a famous hotel in Tokyo, having a few drinks at the bar with a beautiful view of the nighttime sky. After that, we went to my room to drink some more. They presented me with a big cake, and I took lots of selfies, LOL. I've been bust lately, so it was a fun time, and I was able to share some good photos on Facebook and Twitter. That is sad. That's the saddest promotion I've ever read because they're not your friends.
Yeah.
By the end of the night,
I thought that was a review for News AF on iTunes.
No.
Here's the thing that would happen if I got hired to do this because I befriend so easily.
Yeah.
Is I would make like so many new friends that I'd be overwhelmed with these true new friends that I had made out of these people that hired me. So, like, all of a sudden, I'd have, like, 7,000 new friends in, like, a month that I had to stay in contact with every day because they were new and exciting friends.
Well, here's the problem.
Like, oh, my God.
Is the people hiring other people for the service tend to be lonely people. Like, this guy hired them for his birthday party. It doesn't change the fact that he's still a loser or not at least a lonely guy. And so now he had this, like, whole fake day with fake friends that boosted him. But the come down must be huge the next day when he can't call any of them to hang out and go to breakfast.
Yeah.
Except for like with my service where I actually really get attached to the guy. And so then I'd be like, yeah, let's get breakfast. This one's on me, buddy. I mean, you're still paying for breakfast, but I'm not going to charge you the rate for the friendship.
Right, the freebie.
Thing.
Now,
it's a freebie.
I mean, this goes back to the escort service that we were talking about of like, this sounds like this is the same exact thing.
It's very similar. It doesn't sound like they're willing to cuddle with you though. It sounds like they're professional. They'll be in pictures with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you still get like, they hang out with you for like a night.
Yeah. It's kind of sad. That was a sad story.
Think that these guys that hire this are expecting kind of an escort service and they get them home and they invite them back to the hotel room for a party and then they're like,
they walk
the
in
orgy part, right?
And there's a ton of leather.
I don't think so. Yeah, hush me. Yeah, will you put on this hush me?
Everybody put on this hush me.
No, I will not.
Leather chaps.
He's like, well, I want this picture this certain way. Yeah. All right. Well, good job with the bolt hole. Tyson, do you have access to any of our new reviews on iTunes?
I got them right now, dude. Okay. I pulled them up the second you said something about reviews. It reminded me to pull that up in advance.
Perfect.
Ready?
Ready.
The guys make me giggle. Five stars, another five-star review.
Excellent.
By Winner48. Seriously, this is the only podcast that makes me laugh out loud, exclamation point.
Yes.
I look forward to every new episode. Keep it up, guys. You did it.
We did it. All right. That's great. I feel like that if people want this service for free on Twitter and they just want to like tweet to somebody and say like, hey, like I'm friends with these guys from a podcast. And then if they just say that to us on Twitter, they could feel free to like include us in their social media mentions. We'll go along with it.
Yeah, I'll even respond to them and be like, I can vouch.
Jesus, yes.
It's honest.
Yes.
It's an honest. Yes.
This is on the level.
This is a true friendship.
So
hey, Tyson,
if you want to subscribe and leave us a review.
That you can rent a middle-aged Japanese man in Tokyo. So why not rent out grown-up, no longer wearing drop crotch Tyson? I mean, that's perfect.
Yeah, I feel like middle-aged Japanese men in Japan are a dime a dozen.
Yeah, well, you can rent.
Yeah, I mean, probably. Yeah, in most countries, middle-aged men are a dime a dozen, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, what about like a middle-aged American man in Japan?
That would be that's a tougher commodity to come by.
Yeah, there you go.
That's that we need to market to Asia and be like, hey, we'll fly over first class. That's obviously all expense paid by you. And then we'll, $1,000 a day, minimum of 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tyson.
Yeah. It's not a bad deal.
Yeah, it's your ticket.
I think if we can market this correct, I could be spending most of my time in Asia getting paid $1,000 a day.
Hey, why not? Why not? Yeah. Once if a bunch of people could split the airfare cost, if like 10 people in a row want to use you, you know, they're only paying 10% of the airfare.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I could be over there for months at a time. Like, let's say, can you tell me what 365 times 1,000 is? 365,000.
Yeah. A lot of money. Yeah. It's tricky.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a lot of money.
All right. If you want to reach out to Tyson and find out his rates to come to your country, reach out to him at Tyson Apostle. Danny is reading your tweets at Danny Bryson. I'm at Rob Cisterna. Thanks so much to News AF intern Lita for compiling all of these stories for us. Even though she is on the road, she is here in New York as well. So how about that, Tyson?
Well, I see how it is. So you pay for the intern to go out there, but you're not going to pay for me and Danny to go out?
Unlike these Japanese business people who are bringing you out there, she paid her own way to get to New York.
Lita, she probably lives close out there.
She lives in the Northeast, right? Yeah.
So she probably took a train or something instead of an airplane.
I'm not sure. I didn't ask her. I'll find out.
Well, why don't you find out and then fill us in.
Okay. All right, and of course, thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for all of his work behind the scenes, making the News AF podcast possible. Next week, I'll be back in the studio. Looking forward to that. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Rob.
You what?
We forgot to thank somebody.
Who?
You.
Oh.
We never thank you, Rob.
Not necessary. No thanks necessary.
Really? So I don't have to do this again?
Never.
We did it, guys.
We did it.